Welcome to Inside Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman. I'm here today with Allie Herron. She's a program manager at the Microsoft advertising team.
Yep.
So, Allie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Great. I've been at Microsoft 10 years. I've worked many different parts of the company. And right now, I'm really excited to be working on enabling ads inside of Windows Phone applications to help your developers make money.
Well, that's really interesting. I know that a lot of our developers are interested in making money with their applications. What do they need to know about advertising?
We try to make it as simple as possible. Really, at the end of the day, we want you, the developer, to really worry about the game and the app you're doing, not worrying about exactly how you're making money. So we made our ad control very simple. You just have to give us the size of the space you will give us to put the ad in, and then we will try to find the most relevant ad to serve into that spot.
So there's a service,
yes,
and there's a control.
Correct.
And the control is actually present in the actual developer tools.
Correct.
So if I install the latest Windows Phone Developer Tools, I already have this ad control in my toolbox, and I can just, on a Silverlight application, I can just drag and drop the control over.
Yes, correct. We support both Silverlight XNA as well as XNA Silverlight Hybrid Mode.
Okay.
So XNA Silverlight Hybrid
Silverlight Mode. Silverlight or XNA individually, you mean?
Yes.
So I can, if I have a game built just purely in XNA, I can,
yes,
use your control too.
Correct.
Okay.
So, and also we actually update out a band of the tools as well on download.microsoft.com. And that way we're able to bring you the latest in advertising and, you know, revenue opportunities.
You mean the control or the service?
The control, both.
Okay. So there may be an update to the control that they might,
correct,
need to check for occasionally.
Yes.
But if I'm a developer writing an application, what are the steps I go through to use the ad control? Can you walk me through,
yes,
that?
Yes. That's a great question. So first you have to go to pubcenter.microsoft.com. This is where you sign up for what's called a publisher account, which allows us to understand who your application, who you are, in order so we can pay you, what application you have, and then how many ad units you're going to have. Once that's defined, you take that application ID.
What's
and
an ad unit, by the way?
An ad unit is basically, you know, you may have three different spots you want to put ads in your game,
mm-hmm,
right? So the ad unit defines, okay, in, you know, spot number one, I want an ad that's targeted at, you know, finance. Ad number two, I want it targeted at lifestyles. Ad number three, I want it targeted at, you know, games or whatever it happens to be.
And so I make this decision based on the type of application I'm running?
Correct.
The
type of application you're running and kind of where in the experience it is.
Okay.
We suggest, usually in your experience, that you put the ad towards the bottom of the page because we find that's least intrusive for the user.
Right.
But it's really up to you, the developer, to decide where you want to put it.
Okay.
Anyway, so you go to pubcenter.microsoft.com, which is where you sign up. Once you have the ad control.
And you'll need all this information about how many you're going to use on a page or where.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to set it quite all up at the beginning. You can always add more later.
You can go back and forth as you design your application.
So once you have all that information and you download the ad control, you can drag and drop in Silverlight, as Larry mentioned, the ad control onto the canvas.
It's free to set up my PubCenter account?
Yes, it's all free.
Okay, so I just go and I set up a PubCenter account, and then I can use the control in my application. I can design my application. I can figure out where the control fits the best.
Yep.
I can put it on different pages if I want,
correct,
to. I need to, you know, I need to relate that information back into the PubCenter account,
correct,
for that application.
Yes. When you initialize the ad control, you give us your application ID,
okay,
and the ad unit ID. And that tells us who are you, right, as well as which ad unit is this targeting.
Okay. Great. So then what's next?
Then you just start making money. I mean, you just have to give us the size. It's really a very simple control.
Now, there's something about the control, though, where I actually am going to be targeting, you know, what type of people are going to be using it? Isn't there demographics or?
A little bit. You know, we have optionally, you can pass into the control any information you have about your end customer, which will help us target ads better. We also are able to use some of the anonymous live ID information to try to make sure we give your end customers the best ad they can have.
Okay, so you're saying based on the fact that the user on a Windows phone,
mm-hmm,
has a specific live ID configured on that phone,
correct,
if they're running an advertising, running an application that uses Microsoft Advertising Control,
yep,
you actually are going to be able to detect that and leverage that in targeting them with appropriate,
correct,
advertising.
And as I said, anonymously. We
anonymously
don't know who you are.
Right.
We just know some demographic information about you so that, you know, you can get ads targeted at men, I get ads targeted at women, and not,
right,
vice versa.
Okay.
Partially because also to advertisers, you know, if the ads aren't targeted correctly, it's not worth as much to them to advertise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how does payment work?
Payment works, I mean, do you mean in terms of how...
I'm a developer. How do I make money with the ad control? When does the money come in and how do I get it?
The money is paid out monthly. Okay. As I said, when you set up your PubCenter account, that actually sets up how you get paid. I know for future we're looking at trying to merge that, so payment for some of the AppHub stuff.
And actual for sale applications that you're getting paid for. But the question I actually have is more philosophical. So, for example... I know that people buy advertising with your service.
Yes.
And somehow that money gets to me as a developer. Can you walk me through what that is?
Great question. So at the end of the day, well, I actually have a great little slide if you'd like.
Well, but why don't we talk through it?
That's okay.
If we need the slide, we can link to it maybe if it's online somewhere after.
Okay, perfect. So basically what happens is, you know, an advertiser, you know, will buy, say, okay, I'm going to pay you, you know, $10 to show this ad 1,000 times. So every time we show an ad, that's called an impression. The way the advertiser buys it, it's called cost per mille, cost per 1,000 impressions.
That's the CPM. People talk about CPMs
exactly.
A lot. I don't say that cost per mille thing.
I know, but people talk about CPMs, and that's actually what the acronym means. Yep. I like knowing what my acronyms mean. Anyway, so an advertiser will say, I will pay you $10 to show this ad 1,000 times. So what happens is when an ad request comes from your application, let's say you have Larry's awesome tic-tac-toe app, and it has an ad in the bottom, right? The call comes, and actually what ends up happening is we do what's called real-time bidding. Mm-hmm. So we actually don't only use Microsoft's ad inventory, we actually bid out to multiple third parties to try to get not only the most relevant ad for your end customer, but the ad that's going to pay you, the developer, the most.
Okay.
So that's bid out actually as a real-time auction. And then
when does that take place?
It all takes place instantaneously.
Okay.
We're actually to do that whole end-to-end transaction in about 500 milliseconds.
Okay.
Right?
Wow.
So once that ad comes back, the auction's been held, the winner, who pays the most, that ad gets served back, and then the end user sees the ad, and then once a month, all of that is reconciled, and then the developer gets paid.
Cool. So you have some people who are doing really well with this, right?
Yes, we have lots of people who, you know, I can't give out, you know, all the numbers right now, but I'll say they make a lot more than I make monthly.
I mean, is there anything you can share about like what people are doing that makes an ad successful?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, placement in their app, how long it's on screen, you know, how many different ad units they show. Mm-hmm. A lot of it too is making sure they've really optimized the keywords they're targeting as well.
So that's another configuration point.
As I said, yes, in PubCenter.
Okay. So they say that these certain keywords like, you know, tennis or...
Correct.
I don't know what people would say.
Yeah, well, you know, as appropriate to their app. It's a game, it's health, it's finance, it's...
Great. Okay. Well, this is really important. I mean, are there any best practices around using the ad control?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I said, you know, there are some usage guidelines online as part of our MSDN documentation that talks about, you know, putting at the bottom. We also suggest using a 480 by 80 ad size. This is the standard as put forth by the IAB, the Interactive Advertising Bureau.
Okay.
And they're actually the standards body for all advertising. Not just digital advertising, but actually all advertising.
Right.
And so they define certain ad sizes, and in order to have the most advertisements to show, it's very important that we adhere to these ad sizes.
Okay. So the sizes are not arbitrary.
They're not arbitrary. They're set by the standard.
What kind of impact does adding an ad have to the performance of my application? Are these things I need to think about in terms of bandwidth usage or networking? Because there's actually networking that's going to be taking place here.
Correct. Right now, it's fairly minimal, mostly because our ads are, you know, text-based or image-based.
They're mostly this smaller size.
Correct.
Are you doing other type of ads at all yet?
We're looking in future at supporting more HTML5 rich media ads, and those may have some bandwidth implications. But once we have a lot of those in the system, we'll definitely put out guidelines to developers to really ensure that, you know, their app is optimized appropriately so that the ad doesn't hurt the end customer experience.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of documentation online as well as some video walkthroughs.
Correct.
Of how to use this material.
Yep.
We'll put links to all of that on this page.
Perfect.
But are there any other tips and tricks that you would share about this? I mean, what else should people know about using ads? Anything in general?
Not,
I mean, we've kind of gone over
all of them. Yeah, I mean, you know, we try to make it as simple as possible. I mean, really, you know, the where the magic happens is in the ad matching and the auctions on the back end in the service.
Depending on where your ad, your application is being run.
Correct.
There could be different amounts of money coming in.
Yes.
Based on the country even, right?
Yes, that as well. And because so, we want to show relevant ads. I mean, if you're a customer in Italy, you know, seeing an ad for a, you know, a store in the United States isn't very relevant.
We actually talked to a developer a few weeks ago about a strategy he had for actually changing out the ad controls based on where his application was running, mm-hmm. based on the revenue opportunities in a particular country or region.
Oh, wow.
It was he had to write a server application mm-hmm. to actually host and pull the information and then actually communicate with the app locally running on each
wow.
device. And it's not a something necessarily for everyone to do. And it does mean using other ad services as well as ours.
But. And really, at the end of the day, right now, you know, Microsoft Advertising, we see, you know, our ad control as one of the best ways to monetize on Windows Phone. But we think it's important for developers. I mean, there's choice out there.
Yeah.
You know, play with them all. Give us feedback. You know, give any feedback you have to the Windows Phone team. And,
right.
you know, let us figure out how to make it even better than it is today. I mean, we've had a lot of success stories and actually did do a test against AdMob at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last summer. And, you know, we actually fairly handily beat AdMob in terms of monetization. We worked with a developer who created a game, and he basically used our control half the time and AdMob half the time.
Can we publish that information?
Yes, that actually was all published last summer.
We'll link to that on this page.
So anyway, but, you know, there is choice out there. Please, you know, use us, and if we're not good, let us know.
That's great. Well, so advertising, I think the key thing for you to know is that advertising clearly is a critical component of making money with your application today, and that some of the people making the most money on Windows Phone today are using ad controls.
Yes.
There's a lot of ways for you to use them. We'll put a lot of information about that here. But Microsoft Advertising provides a really easy-to-use solution that's available immediately out of the box.
Yep.
And so we really think it'd be great for you to look into that. Well, thanks for your time, Allie.
Yeah, no problem.
And thank you for your time. And we'll talk to you again next time on Inside Windows Phone.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.